morning, babies. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's Monday. It's Tony Curry from Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We'll talk about that in just a second. Man, what a wild weekend in college football. Yours truly had Notre Dame knocking off Clemson. Saw that coming. For people who didn't think Clemson should have been in, you got your wish. I was down at the UAB football game against UTSA. It was supposed to rain all day. It turned out to be a beautiful day. By the way, kudos to the UAB fan base down there. It was the loudest crowd I've ever seen at Protective Life Stadium, and it was like not even half full because of the rain and everything. UAB down 14 points with 8 minutes left. They hadn't moved the football all day long. Somehow they tied the game up. I was with my boy. It was fantastic. I love having those moments with my son, man. We were hugging each other and just jumping up and down. It was great. And right after they scored the touchdown to tie the game up to go to overtime, skies turned orange. Anybody that was down there, it was crazy. Skies turned orange, and this huge rainbow fell right over Protective Stadium. I was like, Lord, I mean, what a sign, man. I said, this is it. They're going to win this football game. And then, of course, they lost in overtime. They got up early. They got back down again. And, man, it was crazy. And then, of course, came home, watched the Alabama game, which went overtime. By the way, Brian Kelly, you get the biggest nuts in college football. That was just absolutely amazing. And I loved his answer when he was asked the question, why did you decide to go for two? That's the thing about college football OT. Man, you're like this. I mean, if you get the ball first and you score, you feel like you're going to win. Then they score again, then you feel like you're going to lose. Then you score, and you feel like you're going to win. And it's just like this. I mean, it just rips your heart out. College football, which is great for college football. Good morning, Teresa Ponder-Witt. But, yeah, watching the Alabama game, Brian Kelly, you got to give it to him, man. He's got that LSU fan base on fire. And right now it looks like LSU will take the West outside LSU, losing their final two games. Alabama pretty much done. And then the Auburn Tigers, what can you say about that, man? Cornell Williams is a knucklehead. He's a goof, man. To see him on the sideline, he was getting into it. I couldn't tell if he was a coach or a player. And they lost in overtime as well. So it was the first time in college football history that UAB, Alabama, and Auburn all went to overtime in the same day, and it was certainly the first time they all lost in overtime the same day, but it was crazy. We still got some football to play. We know college football is crazy. We don't know what's going to happen the last 4 or 5 weeks of the year, so play it out. We'll see how Alabama, Auburn, and UAB respond after their game this past weekend. Tomorrow is a midterm Tuesday. You know, I got to be politically correct and tell people to go out and vote and go do the right thing and do your research. I'll be honest with you, I am going to vote tomorrow only because I feel like I've been pressured into voting, and I won't know a clue about most of the things I'm voting for. If you vote along political lines, it doesn't matter who you're following. I've voted both Republican and Democrat. I've gone back and forth over the last couple of elections. I actually do a little homework. I look at who I'm voting for. Do I like them? And I do pros and cons. I actually do a little research. I don't watch TV commercials. I don't listen to that crap because I think it's all lies. Brian Johnson of AC/DC, who lives down in Saratoga, Florida, had a really interesting take on it. He was asked last week whether he votes and what he thinks about the political process, both here in the UK where he's from. And he said, F all politicians. He said, I don't believe a damn thing they say. He said, I've never voted a day in my life. He brought up something really interesting. You know, politics have always been very strained here and polarizing, but only until we really started pushing this get out and vote thing did it really get kind of out of control. I mean, when we only had like 20 or 30% of the United States voting, we were kind of like, all right, I mean, it's kind of tough. You know, am I better off 4 years ago than I am 4 years from now? Blah, 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 blah. Do you vote Republican? Do you vote Democrat? Do you vote again? And then once we started really getting out and getting incredibly opinionated, and social media had a big part of that, get out and vote, get out and vote, did we really start hating each other and really start getting polarizing? There's something to think about, though, and this is true. 7% of Republicans, the far right, are like just, like so far right, it's like, I mean, I can't even listen to it. And then 7% of Democrats are far left. It's like, so you got 14%, which means 86% of us are in the middle. We have our opinions. We don't go down to Lynn Park and protest in the middle of the day because we're working. We got jobs. Doesn't mean that we're not patriots. It doesn't mean we don't love this country, and doesn't mean we don't vote. But it does mean that we're not going to be on social media every night just slamming one guy running for this and one guy for this, the blah, 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 blah. We get out and do our thing. And I think the 86%, quite frankly, in the middle are getting lost in all the bullshit that's going on the left and the right. It's only 14%. So that small minority is kind of like pushing things down our throats. For the other 86% of us, we just need to do our thing and get out there and take care. Now, there are several people. I think there's a sheriff that I really like. There's several politicians that I'm digging in. But out of the rest of them, I don't have a clue. I mean, I'm just like putting my finger down the middle of the page and letting it rip. Maybe I'm better off not voting in that particular case. But Brian Johnson did have a very interesting, he had an interesting take. He's like, you know, when a lot of us weren't voting, it seemed like things were much calmer here. Maybe it's because we weren't as smart as we are now. Or maybe we're just losing our damn brains, maybe. This past weekend, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, Eminem, Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Carly Simon, the Eurythmics. I was asked about this several times over the weekend because I run a classic rock station here on TKR. And, of course, the Tony Curry Radio Podcast. By the way, go search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. It's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We've got well over 1,000 shows right now, and we are killing it. We're in the top 22-23% of all podcasts in the country. And if you go there, you're going to find all kinds of stuff. You'll see interviews with Mark Ingram. I've done stuff with Taylor Hicks. We've got When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We got Austin Hanks and Blues Almighty. We got Damon Johnson Show. We got Live Wire Wednesday. It's a show dedicated to Brian Johnson and AC/DC every Wednesday night, Southern Precision Staffing. And by the way, hello to our Swedish fan base. We had like 4,000 people in Sweden listening last Wednesday. It was great. We have Students of the Game, we got Mission Minded, I mean, it goes, we got Need to Know, we got Wanna Bet, we got all these wonderful shows. You will find, we have Dark Side of the Pooch, you will find a show you like on our umbrella of all podcasts. It's a multitude of all different kinds of things. We have computer shows, all kinds of great stuff. Get on there, you'll find something you love. Al Cooper, I'm killing it, you're killing it too, Al Cooper. Get it done. But anyway, someone asked me about the class that we just instilled into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday, and it's kind of confusing because they have a group of musicians early in the year, then they break it down, then they tell you who they're going to induct, and then they induct them. So a lot of people are like, I thought we already did this. It's like a three-step process. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to go on a rock and roll limb here and say this is not only the most diverse class we've ever had, but the best class we've ever had. People are like, wait a minute. When they opened up the doors in 86, 87, 88, you had Chuck Berry, you had the Beatles, you had Buddy Holly. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that they're bigger than that? I think just from the diversity of the group, you have women in this group, you have black groups in this group, you have gospel groups in this group, you have hip-hop, you have heavy metal. I think this is not only because of the diversification of the group that's actually getting in, but I think from top to bottom, it's the best group I've ever gotten in. I mean, make your argument. If you think I'm wrong, check it out. You look at the groups of people that have gotten in every single year, I think this group right here is the best representation of what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stands for. And I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that, you know, the dude from Duran Duran was like, oh, get it, we're not a rock band. Stop with the shit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They had to call it something. It could be the Music Hall of Fame. It could be the Duran Duran Hall of Fame. Rock is just a word. You don't have to be a rock artist, obviously, to get in the Hall of Fame. Ask Dolly Parton. But she likes being in. And it's a wonderful respect. You should be grateful you're in. And I think Duran Duran was. They say all those things, and you see them up on stage, they're crying. I'm like, oh. You don't think it's that big of a deal. Now you're crying on stage before you're getting up there playing, you know, Hungry Like the Wolf. Okay. But Dolly Parton, she did come out. And, of course, she respectively declined to do it. She said, you should take my name out. That's like Dolly Parton. She's 75. She's super cool. But then, of course, when she got voted in, she's like, I'll go. And she showed up. She goes, I guess I'm a rock and roll star. And she is a rock and roll star. Listen, when someone says, baby, you're a rock star. You don't have to play the guitar before, but you're a rock star. Today, you be the rock star. It's Monday. Be the rock star, Al Cooper. Be the rock star, Brandon. Be the rock star, Teresa. Be the rock star, Sam. Get out there and get it done. You are a rock star. It doesn't mean you're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or you're going to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but you're a rock star in my eyes, and I'm a rock star. Never played a band in my life. All right, get after it. We're going to be recording Dark Side of the Pooch, Need to Know, Mission Minded, Got a new show that I'm going to do today with a good friend of mine called Andrew Gough, G-O-U-G-H, at 3 o'clock. He's in London right now. And I want you to check out this podcast. He is on Disney Channel, History Channel, Sci-Fi Channel, Smithsonian Channel. He does all these sci-fi mysteries of the deep, mysteries of the abandoned, mysteries of the factories. He does all these weird shows. And I just think, I mean, I get starstruck by this guy. He's huge. He's just fantastic, and the fact that we're going to be doing a podcast together, I think, is really cool. Today, we're just going to kind of test the grounds. I'll do a show, listen to it, let me know what you think. Download that TKR app, TKR app, get it done. And also, check out our podcast, the Tony Currier Podcast. And I do want to thank Al Cooper from CusaValleyAutoSales.com, CusaValleyAutoSales.com, and, of course, all of our great sponsors, everyone from Chris Dorsey's State Farm Team to Budweiser is huge. Woodhouse Day Spa is a huge sponsor of ours. Jimmy Hale Mission, the Montgomery Food Bank. I could go on and on and on. They're fantastic. Seth Smith's a good friend of mine. He has a mortgage business. He's going to be doing a show with us here shortly. So we got some really cool stuff. But check out our podcast and check out our live radio station. I was up with some kid of Publix and he's wanting to get communications. I said, listen, and I hit the TKR app. He's like, it's playing right now? I'm like, yeah, it's a radio station, 24 hours a day. We put all of our shows up. It's classic rock. It's killer. He's like, wow. And he texted me yesterday. He's like, this is killer. I'm like, I know, right? Check it out. Okay. Crank it up, tone the bone. We're going to do it. All right. Have yourself a wonderful day. Stay busy and get out and vote tomorrow. Even if you don't know who the hell you're voting for, get out and vote so people stay off your back. I love you. See you.